Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo. Coney live for the Build Ford Tough studio.
So I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Rich Cimini was writing an article about Aaron Glenn and what he's trying to accomplish here as the new Jets head coach and trying to change the culture. And we heard Aaron himself say, I want to move in the quiet spaces or quietly and just do my job and keep my head down. And the beauty of what Rich wrote in his article was the fact that Aaron's trying to create a lot of competition within the roster. He wants people in here fighting for jobs, and he knows, as a former player himself, the harder you fight for a job, the more competitive you will be on a Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night or Wednesday night or whenever the NFL has you scheduled.
Yeah.
He's creating what Rich had termed a meritocracy. Which I think is great. I think that's exactly the kind of environment that you want. And I'm sure that this is the Parcellian influence. This is the Dan Campbell influence. This is the whole influence, around what he's trying to do. And Dan Campbell came out at the owners' meetings and basically told Rich, he goes, if Aaron Glenn can't turn around the Jets, no one can. He goes, I will guarantee you that he will be the ultimate leader that you want in front of your franchise. So he comes in with all the accolades and all the support from everybody. And now it's going to be maybe a little bit of a tough year this year, depending on how Justin Fields works out. And would you be surprised if they traded out of the seventh spot to see if they can get a couple of draft picks next year, including somebody else's number one pick?
No, there's nothing that they could do in the draft that's going to knock me over. I think that everything's a possibility at this point in their organization. And I know that there's a lot of good players on the roster, and you could make a case that they could win some games this year. But I look at it differently. I think that there's just so many different things that they can do to improve this team. And there's a lot of guys that have on this roster, I think, that have been overrated the last couple of years. A lot of those guys on the defense as well, where you saw how last year, just defensively, they were nowhere near what we expected. So the one thing I'll say about Aaron Glenn is he's seen it firsthand in a number of places, going from really bad to really good. So he has experienced that. He experienced it with the Jets as a player. He experienced it with the Lions as a head coach. He never was the head coach in those instances, but he witnessed it, and he witnessed it get done correctly. So that's a good thing. It's just that things are so different here with this organization at this time. This isn't, back in the mid-90s with the Jets. This also isn't Detroit. It's a different place. It's a different job. And I know what he's trying to do, and I think that this is probably the best way of going about it. You just got to hope a couple things. One, the owner doesn't get involved. And two, that you didn't get teamed up with a stiff as the general manager who doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, that's why Rick Spielman's in the building. He's there to make sure that that doesn't go off the rails and help Darren Mooji make his decisions. I will say that when Parcells got here in 97, He brought what is the most important ingredient to me for a coach to bring to a team, and that is accountability. Now, he had the credibility, and he had the history, and he had everything that you needed in order for him to come in and straighten out a franchise, and he did it relatively quickly. And he did it because he brought in a couple of his guys, and he also brought in what Aaron's trying to bring in here, competition to the roster. And nobody's safe. And yeah. Everybody's going to have to compete. And if you compete in practice, you will compete on Sunday and you will not give in. And I think that's kind of the mindset that Aaron's trying to build here, which is a good thing. After reading that article, I was pretty excited about seeing some of the things that were in that article and talking about the meritocracy and talking about competition within the roster and trying to get the mindset of the Jet player headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm not falling for any of it until I see them win some games. I've done this every single regime change. I've done it every second year after a head coach's first year. I'm just not at the second year of a quarterback. I mean, I've done it every time. I'm just not doing it again with the Jets until I see some real results. I'm sick of saying, oh, it feels different this year. Oh, this guy's more mature after he got all the kinks out in the first year. It never ends up working out that way. It always ends up in full disaster. So, good. Work in the shadows, work quietly.
Well, I just said Rex Ryan got here, he brought an energy and an intensity to the defense.
Yeah, and then ever since, you know, after those two successful years, I mean, the Jets have been just in the worst situation, one of the worst in the NFL.
Well, they've had some GM situations and difficulties for guys like Rex to survive, and who knows what was going on internally. You never know after the initial success. But I would just, you know, I think that Aaron has a chance to do something because of where the Jets are and the expectations attached to them. But both them and the Giants, when you think about the amount of games that they lost that were close, like what is it going to take for both teams to win those games this year as opposed to losing those games over the last few years? And what it's going to take an uncompromising expectation and demand from the head coach. And I think that, like in the Giants' case, they believe that Russell Wilson is going to give them enough offense that they should be able to hang in games and should be able to win games in the fourth quarter. That's as simple as that. It's not exciting. There's not very many options out there. But when you sit there and you watch Russell and you watch him play, you know, he's going to give you more than Daniel Jones gave you. Overall, I'm not saying Daniel was playing his best. That's not who Russell is anymore. But Russell had good numbers with Pittsburgh last year. He just doesn't create, you know, that many big plays as he used to when he was a young kid. But he is safe. He does know what's going on, and he will get Malik Nabers the ball. And if they're fortunate enough to be able to draft Travis Hunter, that would be that. You know, you're getting a speed rocket. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Giants have potential to actually be exciting this year for a number of reasons, and I think that the draft pick is going to be a big part of that. I don't think the Jets in this season have the potential to be exciting or inspiring. This is like a, you know, year one of building things up. You got to really, like, you know, look through the trees with year one of this Aaron Glenn regime. I mean, if they end up, you know, being tough and winning some games and closing some games out, and Justin Fields is better than he's been, and they win seven games somehow, I mean, that would be awesome for them.
Don't you think, like, the Jets, they definitely need an offensive lineman. We know that. They need a tackle. We understand that, and there's going to be a couple guys there, or maybe at least one guy there that could be, you know, you're starting right tackle opening day, and you can feel pretty comfortable about it. But they also could think, you know what, let's trade. And I always say, if you do trade, and somebody's willing to give you next year's first-round pick and swap picks with you this year, you really got to make sure that you know, like, you don't want to be trading with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they're going to be good, and you know that pick, while it would be a first-round pick, it's not going to be at the top of the draft. If you can make a deal with somebody that you think may end up with a top-10 pick next year.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that team that's trading with you is not thinking that way. The team that's trading with you is thinking we're going to be towards the bottom of the draft. It's not going to matter as much.
Well, I'm saying it goes into my thinking that, let me see, how good is this team going to be this year? Is this team going to win its division? Is this team going to make it to the playoffs? or is this team going to be a bottom third team? And is there a chance that we may be a bottom third team next year too? So that would give us two picks in the top 10 in the 2026 draft.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
That's how you got to think.
Right, and this is going to be the first time we see what Darren Mooji and this scouting department is in this draft, the things that he likes, you know, what he ends up doing. Is he someone that likes to trade? So it's all brand new for the Jets. But, I mean, I think that the expectations, like what do you set up for their expectations coming up this year? I mean, like I said, I think that a 7-win season would be...
That would be an improvement. That'd be a 2-game improvement.
I mean, that would be pretty good. I mean, I hate to say it, but it'd be pretty good.
It's like Dan Campbell when he took over in Detroit. I know it was a little...
The first year wasn't great, but then he kept building and building.
But he kept building and building, but he was holding people accountable. He was, you know, running these competitive practices. You know, he comes from the old school, but he also has to adjust to the new school player. And I think it's one of the things he also said about Aaron is that he does connect with the players. So that's a good thing.
But we heard that about Rob Saleh was a player's coach and everybody.
No, I don't think that this, I think they're completely different people. And I just think that Aaron comes in with a Parcellian background. That's what I'm saying. And that aggressive take, that disciplined approach, that quiet, methodical building is exactly what the franchise needs. And just reading through that article, and Rich tends to be negative, and I don't blame him because he's gone through like Stockholm syndrome,
right?
But it was a very positive article about the way that Aaron's going about his job.
I mean, one of the things that I liked that Aaron said, and you know, they have to go about and do this now, is that you want players who want to win, who love the game, who love. It's not just about the abilities, and it's not just about the numbers. It's like someone who wants to be a Jet, and all of those things. And he's right because, you know, the teams that succeed in pro sports these days, you know, it's that special type of player. It's the anti James Harden. You know, I mean, there are some athletes I truly believe that when you know they try and they don't want to get hurt. But, like, if the season ends early and they're like, oh, we're not playing in the AFC Championship game, that's fine. That's all right. I still, my contract's guaranteed. Like, I missed out on a $250,000 bonus. Eh, whatever. It's okay. I can go home now. You know, and the teams that are really good are the ones there that, like, it just means so much to them, you know, regardless of what they're getting paid. So he's looking for that type of guy. He's looking for himself and a lot of these players. And that's where him and Mooji have to find those guys. It's not easy either. You know,
he was a first-round draft pick. And at 5'9", you know, you have to be competitive if you're going to play that position.
Yeah, I mean, and the other part of this why I keep bringing up Mooji is, like, we can throw all these bouquets at Dan Campbell. Look at their drafts. Now, you want to tell me that Dan Campbell developing these guys had a lot to do with it? Okay, but usually, you know, the draft picks are the draft picks. And you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, okay, we're going to, you know, kiss Nick Sirianni's ass, or we're going to say that Howie Roseman is a genius in the NFL? So, you know, it's getting these right guys. There's no secret that the two best teams that we've seen in the NFC the last few years have had the best drafts out of anybody in the league.
You know, what's amazing to me is that draft with Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, there was all this discussion, what would the Bengals do? Are they going to reunite Joe Burrow with his college teammate Ja'Marr Chase, or were they going to draft the left tackle Penei Sewell?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And there was this whole discussion, left tackle, protect the quarterback, wide receiver, help the quarterback, explosive plays, exciting plays. Well, the Bengals obviously chose Ja'Marr Chase, which was lucky for the Detroit Lions because that meant Penei Sewell fell to them.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we're going to take him because he's the best tackle in football. And they've developed one of the best offensive lines because of that left tackle.
Yeah. And then.
The point being, a little bit of luck. It's kind of like Jalen Carter falling to the Philadelphia Eagles when he fell because of his off the field problem right before the draft.
Yes, there is that. And there's also, I mean, let's say that the Bengals had taken Penei Sewell and then Ja'Marr Chase was sitting there. I mean, they still would have gotten a great player. So, I mean,
they may not have gotten wide receiver. They may have gone somewhere else. But sometimes the picks are made for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, if you told me that the Browns were going to take Shedeur Sanders, and then out of the blue, there you're sitting, and you got Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter to pick from.
Well, you got to make the right choice there, too. I mean, they might both be great, but... You know, one of them might be a hell of a lot better than the other. No, I understand, but it's not just a top five pick. You know, we're talking about through the entire draft. We're talking about guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, like that. That's what I'm not talking about the Hutchinsons and the Sewells. I'm talking about all these other guys that they find throughout the draft, and then the guys that they'll take from a practice squad and throw in there and ends up being greater. The guy who sucked like Mekhi Becton and then comes in here and they move him to guard and he's great. It's like these are the moves. It's
they play and they keep him for 1 year.
I mean, it's
and they let him go. And, so now he's out with the Chargers for
gotta pick these players.
I know,
like
yes.
more than anything. I mean, the head coach is a big head coach, quarterback, big deal, big deal, big deal. But it's the way that the expansive roster that you have in the NFL and needing to have so many guys be good, having that great general manager is something that I think I would take almost over anything. I mean, watching the way that the Philadelphia Eagles and Detroit Lions have done things.
The 49ers, too, as well.
Well, yeah, same thing. And they've had unlucky injury situations. They're another team that's just consistently always there. Letting go of guys that they don't necessarily want to, but being able to replace them.
How about the Packers?
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Yeah, they've done. I mean, they're always relevant. They're always good. I mean, they're always right there. So, yeah, I mean, that's if the Jets are going to turn it around, they got to have a competent GM. And the thing that was crazy about it is that Joe Douglas made a lot of really good picks in there and was building the roster up. It just so happened that when they took their big swing, that it wasn't the right guy at the right time.
Well, they ended up swinging twice. They swung for Zach Wilson, yeah. And then they swung for Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. And it was whiff-whiff.
I'm not in that same camp as whiff-whiff because I don't count an injury as a whiff. I'm sorry. If Aaron came in here and played 17 games and threw 35 interceptions and 20 touchdowns, I would say, yeah, that's a whiff.
He also brought in a guy who's old. And that's a big part of it. You brought him in, like he was 27, and he popped his Achilles.
Well, they felt like they had a roster and a defense that if you just had a quarterback that could give you a couple touchdowns a game, you'd win. That was the prevailing thought.
Yeah, I mean, but history's going to look back as it was a disaster, and the details in it are not going to matter.
Due to an injury.
Yeah, well, I mean, they also came back in the next year, and they were worse. So he had his shot, and then they had a chance to keep him, and they didn't. So,
new regime, they're not going to keep a guy like that.
Maybe they didn't have the choice, as you've been saying, that Woody Johnson wasn't going to even give him the choice to, after he made the joke about Brick on Pat McAfee. By the way, speaking of Pat McAfee and Aaron Rodgers, so Wednesday is this live show in Pittsburgh where people believe that...
This is where we announce we're coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, right. But the Aaron Rodgers camp will, and Aaron Rodgers will do that. That'd be interesting. I'd give him... And he's done this before, by the way. Aaron has kept something a secret to a certain point, and then all of a sudden Devontae Adams pops up on the Zoom. So I would not be surprised at all if you see that Wednesday night, that Aaron Rodgers on this live McAfee show says he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because I don't know where else they're going to go for a quarterback. It doesn't seem – I mean, he's not just throwing at DK Metcalf for the hell of it.
So this is a live show in prime time.
I don't even know if it's being I don't know. I
it's
just
not
know
like
that
a Boomer
Wednesday.
And Geo. It's like not a Boomer and Geo variety
live.
Show.
You saying Boomer Geo live? You mean
yeah.
Like that? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just know that it's Wednesday
but
night.
But they're in Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh. Is there a huge reason why? Is something to do with Sidney Crosby or something? Do you have any idea why?
I have no idea. He's from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
It's a big night out. He's saying, because that's how people say out. Out there. Big
at
night
PPG,
hot.
At PPG?
Yeah, PPG, and it starts at 8 o'clock. I don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it. And I'm sure it'll be a success, and if Aaron Rodgers announces he's going to Pittsburgh there, it'll be the second time that a live radio show has announced Aaron Rodgers going somewhere, us being the first, when Joe Douglas said he was coming to the Jets, and then dumped ranch dressing on Peter Schwartz,
right, so
who's now a GM of a football team.
There's no Penguins game, so is there a UFC fight or something? Any idea? You have no idea.
I only brought it up.
All right.
I don't think of why would it matter that that's a UFC fighter. He's just doing the show there. Like, he's just having a live show.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Then if it's at the arena and it's in the arena, like.
Yeah. Think so.
Yeah, well, then it's got to be an announcement for Aaron Rodgers. It has to be.
But they haven't even promoted it that way, though.
Yeah, but you gotta give the fans something.
I don't know. I was about to get there with that.
Where is it? What time does it start? Are they digital ticketing? Or?
Okay.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I just looked it out. It's probably a very good song. But
I assumed it was Dylan, not Dylan.
Wilco.
Wilco.
There you go, Wilco. I did hear a commercial for, I think it's Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson together.
In heaven?
Was that the Hebrew home?
No, they're doing a show, a little tour. Wow. Like they're playing somewhere.
Man. I know they're going to be at PNC, so they'll probably be out at Jones Beach, too.
The same night, right? Like they're together.
Together, yep.
Yeah.
With, I think, Sheryl Crow.
Yes, I did, which I would be interested in that. But I love Bob Dylan, but I don't know, man.
Well, didn't you walk out of a Bob Dylan show?
I did. Yeah. Yes, we did.
But you're not going to go to another
them.
One.
Couldn't understand him. God knows what he was singing or doing before the show.
You didn't know the melody? You didn't recognize any of the melodies? Or
No.
Nothing?
No. There was that one, but when we left, because my wife didn't like Dylan, but she went because I liked him. The moment we left was when I didn't know what the hell he was singing, and all of a sudden I heard Rolling Stone. I'm like, is this like a Rolling Stone? Yeah. My God. It was enough. It was enough. And then I saw him on 60 Minutes maybe like 5 years ago, and he blatantly just doesn't care. Like, he's going to do songs the way he wants to do them at this point.
Yeah.
And that's what he's done for like 20 years.
Might as well.
Yeah, I guess. But if you pay to go see an artist, you at least want to see them sing a few songs that sound similar as opposed to making it up as you go along.
But he's telling you flat them. Out, this is what I am, man. You buy a ticket, this is what
yeah.
you're getting.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it for 50 years. I get it.
By the way, our buddy Jordan Davis is everywhere. He did a Peloton ride.
Hmm.
So he's featured on a Peloton ride. He was the guest bartender on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, which is something I was trying to do.
Nice.
At some point. And then he played at TPC Sawgrass, and I saw him take a shot at 17.
And his tickets went up for sale for the Beacon, I think, just 2 days ago.
Oh, he's going to be at the Beacon again.
I believe so, in October.
Oh, okay. I know he's in Mohegan Sun in August. But this
so
guy,
you think he reaches out to you?
I already got reached out to by someone in his camp.
Oh, now he's got people in his camp
about his Mohegan show.
Nice.
Because we went to the last one. It was Luke Combs and him and had a good time. And we bet on LSU to beat Alabama, and they did. And it was a big comeback win, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, he's
come a long way now that his camp is reaching out to
him. I mean, he's pumping this album up with Peloton rides and Andy Cohen. Blowing up this
good
guy,
for him.
I tell you. Blowing up. My goodness. All right, Jerry, what's happening?
Brought to you by ServPro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit ServPro.com. Yankees, Pirates, extra innings on Sunday. The Yankees unable to complete the sweep.
Swing and a deep fly to left. That's going to do it. Tommy Pham hits it out of here. Off the wall. That's good enough.
Yes, it was not out of here, but you get the point with a runner on base. Brought in the winning run, 5-4 the final as the Pirates beat the Yankees. The Yankees did win Friday and Saturday, but unable to come through on Sunday. Here was Pham, the former Met, now on the Pirates. He was going through a tough time, struck out 3 times on the day, but happy to play a part on this day.
I'm just happy I could help the team out and contribute to the win, pick us up. You know, Haney did a great job today. He was tremendous, and it really started there.
And that's Andrew Haney. The Yankees did score 3 runs in the ninth, down 4-1 to force the extra innings as Trent Grisham continued to swing a hot bat with the game tying 2-run single. But again, the Yankees could not win the game, falling in 11. They will be in Detroit this afternoon to take on the Tigers. Carlos Rodon, the start against Casey Mize on Sports Radio 660 AM. At 2:30 p.m., it is going to be quite chilly in Detroit, which is why that game is being played at 3:10 and not at 7:05 or 7:10 as originally scheduled. As for the Mets, they wound up beating the Blue Jays 2-1. A sack fly from Brandon Nimmo turned out to be the difference. Pete Alonso with an RBI single. Both runs came in the third. Here was Nimmo, gave major props to the bullpen. They came in and threw 4 1/3 scoreless after David Peterson left because of illness.
They've been great. You know, obviously, you know, hitting their spots, they have great stuff. You know, if they hit their spots and they're feeling good, then I think they're going to be really tough. They have amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff. So far, so good. I believe their starters, I think, have the best ERA so far in baseball. Their relievers have the best ERA so far in baseball, and they have done the job. Pete Alonso with another RBI had the RBI single in front of Nimmo. Certainly helps coming up with men on base, as has been the case.
Yeah, no doubt it does. I'm just happy that I was able to deliver right there to get us going. And, yeah, it was a great team win.
I said to Al this morning, could you imagine what went through his mind when he got word that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got a 14-year deal worth $500 million?
Man.
Right?
We dodged a bullet.
It's almost like ball in his court again, or like favor to him.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning earlier, that it's all set up for him to have a great year.
Yeah.
And if he continues to show up in spots where guys are going to get in front of him, which is going to happen a lot this year for him, he should have a huge year, and it really should work out well for him.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen, but I was interested in thinking, like, what if the Mets came to Pete Alonso midseason now? Said, we'll just add 3 more years, something like that.
Yeah.
You think that he'd wait till the end of the season and say, screw you guys, I'm going to test the market now because, you know, we made this little puny deal in this offseason, and now you want me back more? Or do you think he'd be like, hell yeah, I want to stay here?
If it was me, with how horrible the offseason went this year, I would take it. For nothing else, injury-wise.
And it might be a way for the Mets to save some money on Pete Alonso if they end up wanting to keep him and he continues this great year.
Well, the question is, would he accept a short-term contract?
Who's his agent?
No. Right. Scott Boras.
Well, exactly. I mean, he just did accept a short-term contract.
And he loves it here. It's clear.
I know that, but he had no choice. And they also paid him at least for 1 year as the highest paid first baseman in baseball.
Yes.
For 1 year.
I mean, no one's, what is he, 31 now? No one's giving him a 9-year contract.
And that's the point. But he may want a 5-year contract.
Right. So, as G's point, if you give him a 3-year extension on top of the 2, there's your 5.
Assuming that he doesn't opt out. Like, in other words, he could opt out.
No, I'm saying during the season, like this season.
Redo it.
Before the
opt-out. So, in other words, you think he keeps next year's deal, and then you add 3 more on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so 4 years after this year.
Correct.
Yes.
Mets home for the Marlins. Tonight, Kodai Senga, the start. First pitch, Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. One note from the NFL. Julio Jones announced his retirement over the weekend. I'm not sure if this was on social media or not, but a lot of gratitude for his former quarterback.
Matt Ryan, thank you. It was a lockout in 2011. You went as far as taking me to your home, showing me the playbook, going to fields, going over plays. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Hell of a career for Julio Jones, who calls it quits. And Matt Ryan going to have a big presence now on CBS on Sundays with J.J. Watt going out to the games now.
Not adding another guy in there, so a lot more of Matt Ryan.
A lot more of Matt Ryan. That is right. All right, we get to the NBA on Sunday. Knicks and Suns.
Towns the rebound, and now the Knicks will dribble it out. Knicks with their 50th win of the season. Back-to-back 50-win seasons.
Yeah, not too bad. Mike Breen on MSG as they beat the Suns 112-98. OG Anunoby was the story with 32 points. Mikal Bridges had 22. Jalen Brunson was back in the lineup. Here was Tom Thibodeau, closed the game out strong, and that's what's important.
We flew around. I thought guys made second, third effort. We had good, solid contributions from a number of guys. It was good to have everyone out there again.
Karl Anthony Towns, 19 points, 13 rebounds. Knicks and Celtics tomorrow night at the Garden. The Nets fell to the Raptors, 120-109. The college basketball season, as we know, is winding down. We had the Final Four on Saturday, getting us to tonight. But prior to tonight, you had the Women's National Championship game with UConn blistering South Carolina 82-59 for their 12th national title. Paige Beckers had 17, her career coming to an end, college career that is coming to an end. How amazing has this been?
Can't even put it into words how much this means to me. Like, the journey has been the reward, and to cap it off with something like this that we'll remember forever, it's just, you can't even put it into words how much this means. You're just in a full state of gratitude.
Yep, understandably so, but it was AZ Fudd that had 24, Sarah Strong, 24 points, 17 rebounds, and UConn are champions. Tonight, Florida plays Houston for the men's championship. Here is Florida head coach Todd Golden. This is some matchup.
We're an elite offensive team and a top 10 defensive team. They're a top 10 offensive team and elite defensive team. And so, I do think it's going to be a contrasting little battle that way to see who can, you know, hopefully we can get the game up and down a little bit.
That play by Clayton that they just showed on TV, I mean, just ridiculous, making all the big plays down the stretch. And how about I saw the... I don't know if Kyle Smith, but maybe Todd Golden posted it. The photo, they had Columbia then and now. They had Todd Golden there with Carlin Hartman, who's on his staff in Florida, with Kevin Hovde, who was taking over at Columbia, on his staff, Kyle Smith's staff back then, with Kyle and Mike Magpie, who took over at Fordham, and Kobe Altman, the GM of the Cavaliers. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And how about that?
And Jerry Recco.
I'm not part of it anymore, but I was back then.
They're not part of it anymore.
I'm surprised none of those guys haven't reached out to you to become the voice of their teams. That's surprising.
I do have a job. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you not have a good relationship with them?
I had a great, I texted with Kyle Smith over the years. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, only one of those jobs would be an upgrade from the Rutgers job.
I'm not going anywhere.
And that would be the Cavs job.
No, I think if you go down to Florida.
Nah, it's still college basketball.
And then he loves him.
Yeah, I know, but he's up here. It's college. It's a lateral move. Lateral.
No state tax.
There is no state. I love Rutgers. I'm good. Cavaliers would be different. That's the NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, man, if you were in Florida, beautiful weather, just, you know, low cost of living.
No, there is. Very true.
You can play golf every day.
Can I do the show from my home on Zoom every day?
Why not?
Oh, I didn't know this was a possibility.
Well, I'm not your direct boss. I'm just
you kind of are.
Colleague.
You're my you're not my colleague. That's pretty funny. Keep telling yourself that.
I consider you a colleague.
Well, that's very nice, boss. On Shaquille O'Neal's big podcast, as we keep it into basketball. So he does this weekly, I guess, and he's talking about current players, but not from the standpoint of just critiquing them, more about people that criticize him and Charles Barkley for critiquing the current player. And I'm getting to a point, which is why this is funny. So he's talking about LeBron James in this sense, and just he's so good. But at the end, he's talking about how much money a lot of these guys make.
LeBron is we ain't never seen. He's great. He gets prop. Three ring, four, he gets prop. But a lot of these other they don't get prop. They know who they are. I'm not going to call them out.
All right, so he's not going to call them out. Fair enough.
Until he gets to Ben Simmons.
So he refuses to give these overpriced players any credit.
I ain't sucking these out just because they're making $400 million. A lot of these can't play, and they know it. In any era, they can't play. Just saying.
Okay, so still hasn't named any names, but now he will.
We'll be an ambassador to the league.
He's very honest. So he starts naming names, but in a good way, before he gets to what Boomer just mentioned.
Joker can play, Giannis can play, Dame, a couple of these guys can play, but a lot of these can't play. Like Ben Simmons, that motherfucker need to be arrested.
What about like a Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum can play. He's all right. I'm not going to bash him, but Ben Simmons need to be arrested. $250 for that shit.
Arrested, did you say?
Arrested. $250 million for that boy. Get the fuck out of my face. Robbing people, man.
The guy's being injured.
The co-host is hilarious. Arrested, you say?
Arrested. But I like how he turns the page to Jason Tatum. He's right back to Ben Simmons.
I love that he was throwing other. What about a guy like? Because he knows how viral this is going to go.
Oh,
my
God.
What about a guy like?
Very funny. So, yeah, there's your basketball story. The hockey story. So, we heard Chris King. We heard the Capitals radio. This is, I don't know who the analyst is, but Kenny Albert's doing the play-by-play on TNT, and this is where it gets picked up.
The offense is on. He had to stay all the way back into his own
Teddy
zone.
Olchek.
But no, look, he's just trying to find a seam and all that. Hey, we're going to try to force it to him if he's open. Here he is, Ovechkin.
All right, so there you go, Kenny and Eddie Olchek on
pass?
TNT.
I think it was Tom Wilson who made the pass from the right board all the way to the left point.
Pretty good. And a good shot, as we discussed. Here was Patrick Waugh. His team did win, by the way, 4-1. Just amazing to see.
I won't lie. I mean, when Wayne retired, no one thought any of his record being touched. And seeing him, I mean, doing it in the same number of games, it's pretty impressive in today's game.
And that shot from behind the net is the one where you really see how remarkable the shot is. This was Ovechkin maybe playing into what some people think.
We did it, boys.
What's the matter?
No, in that clip they just showed, Gary Bettman went to do a handshake with Gretzky and noticed that Gretzky wasn't looking and then just started clapping. It was just really funny.
I did not notice. Here was Ovechkin.
We did it, boys. We did it. Thank you, Lance Sorokin, to let me score 895. Love you, brother.
Love you, brother.
Playing into it maybe just a little bit. Let's see. Are we going to see them again?
There he goes. The handshake right up and then clapping.
Here was Gretzky on TNT. Really remarkable.
There's nothing better than the National Hockey League. They say records are made to be broken, but I'm not sure who's going to get more goals than that.
So 895, the new mark as he surpasses the great one. Tonight you've got the Rangers and the Lightning, and Brian Harmon won the Texas Open.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know what makes this Alexander Ovechkin milestone, special and more unbelievable at the age of 39. So they say he's 39. I think he's older than 39. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 41 or 42. But anyway, he's got 42 goals in 61 games this season.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's right. At the ripe old age of 52.
And the fact that he and Gretzky had played the same amount of games.
And did Gretzky break it against the Islanders too? Or no?
No, I don't think so. I remember when he broke it. I want to say Phil Esposito was there interviewing him.
Okay.
And I don't know, he was saying all the right things, that records were meant to be broken. He said that back then when he broke the record.
Yeah.
But the question is how much more will Alex, you know, continue to play? Will he play another year or two?
I mean, why wouldn't you if he continues to play like this? And then also, I mean, who knows, if they go and win the cup this year, that'd be a good way to walk off, wouldn't it?
Try to get to 1,000 goals?
You could. But
that would take at least 3 more years, I would imagine. But, you know, he played 61 games this year. He's got 42 goals. That doesn't sound like a guy who should be retiring.
No, but if unless he's got the fire to keep it going, which he probably does. But, I mean, if he breaks the record, and because they're a very good team this year, and they won the cup, you can't imagine of a better way to end your career.
That's true. And the other thing that about him, as opposed to Wayne, you know, he did it for one team.
That's right.
I have a lot of friends in my life that are Capitals fans, you know, and I'm on this text thread with them yesterday, and they're all like gushing and all this other stuff.
Like Maryland guys?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I said, time out, guys. I'm happy. I appreciate the record breaking. You know, I am a Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I sort of felt the same way, too. I mean, I understand that it was not 100% Islander fans in the building at UBS, but it's... You know, it's like it became the Alexander Ovechkin's building. It was just nothing about the Islanders. I understand that they won the game, but it was okay. All right, we've had enough here.
It's a tough thing. I mean,
no one likes the Capitals around here. The Devils fans, the Islander fans, the Rangers fans, everybody hates that team.
I think so many people down in Washington that I know were hoping that he would do it. I guess their next game's at home.
Yeah,
and that he would do it then, but like he said, he wants to get it done. You know, he wants to get it over with, and certainly did that yesterday. That was typical sniper shot by the greatest goal scorer of all time. Now,
Yeah, so Gretzky didn't break the record against the Islanders, but his last goal was against the Islanders. So Gretzky's 894 was against the Islanders.
Oh, he set the record.
Yeah, right, set the record. And then 895 was against the Isles, obviously, for Ovechkin. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, when he and Crosby came into the league, it breathed a life into the sport. They obviously, Ovechkin won the one Stanley Cup, and Sid's won many. But those are two guys that will, I mean, they were the Gretzky and Lemieux of their era.
Yeah,
for sure. So there you go. That's all I got there.
But he was a minus one. Ovechkin was a minus one yesterday.
I don't think he cares. We'll remember that.
Yeah.
I like that comparison. The Gretzky and Lemieux of their era, right? That was a good one.
That was a very good one on your part.
Yeah.
But that was from your 5 years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and speaking of that, by the way, you know we talk about the Jets and Mets sometimes. They can't get out of their own way. Well, the Pirates are one of those organizations, and I don't know if you saw this, and we love Surfside, and Surfside had nothing to do with this. This had everything to do with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They have came out and said that, and I'm sure Surfside had zero idea that this happened. But out in right field at PNC Park, they honor Roberto Clemente. It's one of the places that they honor him. They got the statue outside and other places his numbers up, but they have a Clemente wall there because he played right field, and right field at PNC Park is, you know, once they built it, they said, we're going to honor Roberto Clemente over here. They not only, you know, it would be one thing if they put an ad next to it. They completely remove the Clemente logo. And slap the Surfside can up there. So, I mean, it's just insanity. Now,
I mean, that is somebody in marketing and sales. Like, they forget about it. It'd be like them wanting to change the Mike Francesa studio to, like, I don't know, what would they call it?
Town Fair Tire Studio?
Exactly.
Like they do. That's what they do. That's what they call it. But, you know, I know what you mean. It's also the Mike Francesa Studio. You just would never be able to do that. You can't take down Tom Seaver's number and, you know, stick up there, you know.
I mean, whatever. You can't honor a guy and then rip his name down, can you?
Well, yeah, we saw that as well. But anyway, so I just hope that they don't share the wall now, because then that's going to look bad. I mean, they just got to find a better place.
You got to find a better place to put Surfside and just, you know, go back to the Clemente honoring and just leave it as it is.
Yeah, and I know they got lots of statues outside of PNC Park. They're big statue people there, and they also have Ralph Kiner's hands out there. So I heard they were replacing the bat with a Surfside can there in Ralph Kiner's hands. Joking! It's not happening, and it's not Surfside's fault.
Yeah.
Travis Williams, the president of the Pirates, says 100% my fault. I wasn't paying attention enough to this. I just think about, like, the people that are doing that. Does anybody go, like, this probably isn't a good idea? We're taking
probably
down
a Gen Zer. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. not even understanding history or even who that person is out there.
There's just so many levels that could have been stopped, and it just wasn't.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.